On Wednesday mornings, we take a look around the Golden State with Carla Marinucci, Politico's California Playbook reporter. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, so, of course, it's on everyone's mind this morning, the rescinding of DACA. How is this impacting California? What are California politicians saying?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge thing that's really going to impact California, Michelle and Larry. I mean, you're talking about 800,000 DACA applicants nationwide, and one in four of them are in California. These are the immigrants who were brought here by their parents, undocumented parents, as children. And, you know, for more than a decade, people have been trying to shield them. People in Washington have been trying to shield them from deportation. The decision to rescind DACA and essentially punt it to Congress by Trump has sparked a lot of protests yesterday in California. And now State Attorney General Javier Becerra has told us that he's preparing to go in and to mount a challenge to Trump on this. It's not going to be easy. This is going to be a fight. This could be tied to the budget in terms of how Congress gets this done. But look, this is a heavily Latino state. Latinos are the fastest growing voter group here in California. So Republicans here are sensitive, and it has put the Republicans in a bind because they remember what happened with Proposition 187 here in California more than a decade ago. It hurt that party with Latinos. The Republican Party has been on a decline ever since here in California. So this could affect them, and they know that. Now, a lot of people are expressing sympathy and concern for the DACA students and want to see this get done by Congress fast. We just saw Kamala Harris on TV from Washington. They were at a press conference with Chuck Schumer and a bunch of other senators saying Congress needs to do this now, and you're seeing the calls here in California for this. So this is going to be something that California is going to watch closely because it could affect the economy. More than 90% of these DACA kids hold jobs or go to school, and California's economy could take a big hit if they have to be deported.
You know, Carla, Nancy Pelosi really wants to take the House back, and if they do that, they could theoretically get subpoena power over Donald Trump, and then this could open a whole ball of wax.
They need
24 seats to come back to the Democrats. They're targeting nine Republicans in this state of California who, as you mentioned, represent large districts of minorities. This is really not helping their cause with Donald Trump essentially throwing them under the bus with this issue.
Hey, you know, you've got a very good point because there's the nine congresspeople you're talking about, well, seven of them come in districts that voted for Hillary Clinton, and they're Republicans.
Yeah.
They're trying to get reelected, right? And you've got people like Daryl Issa, Jeff Denham in the Central Valley. They now are walking a tightrope, trying to support President Trump at the same time trying to support the DACA kids. Trump has given Congress, the marching orders to get this done. It's going to be up to some of these Republicans to weigh in somehow. We heard from House Speaker Paul Ryan this morning. He said he's in favor of passing some kind of measure to protect the DACA folks. But all those House seats, you're right, Larry, to flip the House, 24 is the magic number. And more than a quarter of those seats are in California. So the Democrats are pouring it on here and the Democratic National Committee in terms of trying to put the fire under the feet of these Republican House members. And they are going to taking a lot of heat already on this one. So that's something to watch as we go toward 2018.
We don't have a huge amount of time, but we got to get to this because you are talking about him a whole lot. The Governator is back. Who thought that Arnold Schwarzenegger would jump back into politics and put himself squarely in the news? But he is really passionate about this whole gerrymandering issue.
He is. is, and it's just amazing how much bipartisan support he's gotten from people like John Kasich. It is a big issue. Democrats actually have more bodies nationwide than Republicans do, but because of gerrymandered districts, this has been pointed out, it's the Republicans who hold the majorities in Congress and the U.S. Senate. So a lot of people feel that California did a good thing by redrawing the districts with the help of citizen committees, not by politicians. Schwarzenegger wants to take that around the country, and the idea is picking up steam. So kudos to him for taking it on and taking it around the country.
Do we have any more time? We got to run here, Michelle.
Yeah, I think we might have to wrap it up. But gotcha. We really appreciate your insight each week, Carla, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Always good to be with you guys. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. That's Carla Marinucci taking a look around the Golden State. Carla is Politico's California Playbook reporter.